Welcome to BlindBargains.com coverage of CSUN 2016. From braille displays to video magnifiers, we're bringing you the dish on the hottest new products, apps, and more. Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
Are you a professional working in the vision loss field? AFB's e-learning center has the tools and resources to support you. Learn about technology, eye conditions, aging, and more 24/7 wherever you are through AFB's webinars and online courses. Earn credits and enhance your knowledge by visiting www.afb.org/e-learning.
Now, here's JJ Meadow.
We're here at CSUN 2016 with Eric Vioche. He is a purchasing manager for Inside Vision. Continuing the year of Braille at CSUN, and we have found a Braille Windows tablet. Eric, welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to you. Pleased to meet you.
So go ahead and tell us what we have here.
Okay, here we have the first Braille tactile PC tablet. The first one in the world. It's an all-in-one product. You have... The PC is with 128 gigabytes eMMC, sorry.
Right.
You have also 4 gigabytes RAM memory.
Okay.
You can add 256 more memory through an SD card. And you have also very specific function for the blind people. But it's the first product in the world where sight people and blind people can work together on the same device. And we have machined a Perkins keyboard on the touchscreen.
So this feels, okay, first of all, that's a 32-cell Braille display on on the bottom.
It is.
And then above that, it is a touchscreen, and there's kind of like little divots where your fingers fall into.
You're right. You have
and it's touch-sensitive.
You have three sliders, one on the left side, the other one on the right side, and you have at the bottom of the screen another big slider.
Sliders feel like a long... oval divots.
It's around 20 centimeters long, and it helps you when you type and when you read on the Braille cells, you have the routing cursor on the slider.
Well, except it's a slider, so instead
it's
of having...
a slider, but you put your finger just
instead
above...
Instead of having 32 little tiny buttons...
That's right.
This is your cursor
very long slider.
Bar.
Instead of its 32 cells.
And then above that is like the holes for your fingers. This is how you would type in Braille.
Yes, absolutely.
You're right. This thing.
It's a Perkins keyboard. But you can also make a classical QWERTY keyboard appear if you want to.
Okay, and then it's also... This is a touch screen, so it has a screen as well, right?
Yes. Touchscreen, we have a screen for 10 centimeters wide,
mm-hmm.
and you have a specific tactile matrix of 12 inches.
And then what do we have?
For the specific function.
Got you.
Okay, you have on the right side of the product, from the top to the bottom,
mm-hmm.
the first physical button is to turn it on or turn it off.
Okay.
After that, you have two other buttons for the volume, plus and minus. And then, when you go down to the product, you have also the Myco USB charger device.
For charging?
Yes,
What's the battery life for this?
It's around 10 hours.
And how big is the battery in the unit?
It's 8,000 milliamperes.
8,000?
Yes. And you have also a function, very specific, you can switch off the screen. So the
and that'll save, some more, that'll save you some battery life, right?
Yes. And then when you go to the left side of the product, you have from the top to the bottom, you have also
right.
you have mini USB to connect another device.
Yep.
After that, you have HDMI port. You have the micro SD card and then USB 3. And at the end, you have the 3 millimeters jack for the headset and
it's
external
a combo.
Speakers.
It's a
combo.
Combo headset,
yes,
microphone.
Right.
Yeah, so everything's on the right and on the left, and on the top is just the Braille cells and those sliders and the things that we said. This is running Windows 10?
Windows 10, yes, with upgrades, yes, right.
But what's the processor, or what is it running? What is it running for screen reader and all that?
It's Z3775
okay.
processor.
Mm-hmm.
You have, as I said before, the 128
yep.
eMMC.
Yep. And it's running NVDA, right?
It's running NVDA, yes, right.
Okay. The thing I was noticing when I was playing with this yesterday,
yes.
it takes a little bit, I guess, used to it for the typing. Where
yes, it takes a little bit for training, but I think you will get to use very, very fast.
I noticed Yeah, I noticed a couple times that when I was typing fast, it was missing a few letters. Was I not hitting it hard enough, do you
think?
Yeah,
maybe, but if you get used to, it comes very easy.
Sure.
It's a user-friendly product, really.
Okay. It's just running Windows, so do you have any special apps for it, or are you just using all the regular
ones? We do have special apps. We have developed our own environment, which is called Home, and in Home, we have developed the first small application called Note. It's a kind of a notepad.
Yep.
It's also very user-friendly with some specific gesture, and you can type very, very fast and very easy.
Okay. And then do people still have access to regular Windows apps as well if they wanted to?
Yes, you can download also normal applications for the Windows.
Right, because it's a full Windows regular PC.
Absolutely. Full Windows regular PC.
Sure. What is the availability? When is it going to be available, and how much is it going to cost?
Well, we have begun this month the first shipment in France. And I think it will be available very fast, very soon also in the US. We are looking for distributors, for dealers, but we have some very good contacts after this exhibition. And the end user price would be around $7,000.
$7,000, so that,
yes, right.
That does put it, it'd be the most expensive.
Yes, right, but it's in all in one product.
Sure. Okay, great. People want to get more information about the Note?
Yeah, they can go to the website and they will get some information, some video also, a vocalized video in English.
Okay, and the website is?
It's www.insidevision.fr.
Insidevision.fr. Thank you so much for telling us about this.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.